Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stealing Fire, authored by Stephen Kotler and Jamie Wheel, is a groundbreaking exploration of how individuals and organizations are leveraging altered states of consciousness to achieve breakthroughs in performance and innovation. The book delves into how Silicon Valley tech giants, the Navy SEALs, and maverick scientists are pushing the boundaries of human potential. Through a blend of storytelling and science, Kotler and Wheel offer insights into the state they term ecstasy, a state of mind where creativity, productivity, and insight are dramatically heightened. Stealing Fire compiles various techniques and technologies, ranging from meditation and psychedelics to flow states and biohacking, to demonstrate how accessing these altered states can lead to unprecedented levels of success and understanding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the science of flow states. The concept of flow states, where individuals experience heightened focus and immersion in activities, is central to Stealing Fire. Kotler and Wheel extensively research how these states can drastically enhance performance and creativity. They draw on psychology and neuroscience to explain how flow reduces the brain's information processing filters, allowing for more data to be processed more efficiently. This phenomena is linked to significant increases in creativity, problem-solving abilities, and productivity. The authors explore various methods to induce flow, from engaging in extreme sports to creative practices and specific work environments. They discuss how organizations and individuals alike can structure their activities and environments to foster flow states and thus achieve optimal performance. Secondly, the use of psychedelics, a provocative yet scientifically grounded topic within Stealing Fire, is the discussion on the use of psychedelics to achieve altered states of consciousness. Kotler and Wheel examine historical and contemporary research into substances like LSD, psilocybin, and MDMA, showing their potential in unlocking new realms of thought and creativity. The narrative covers the resurgence of psychedelic research, focusing on its applications for mental health treatment, enhanced creativity, and deeper self-understanding. By exploring the biochemical effects of psychedelics on the brain, the authors illustrate how these substances can dismantle the ego barriers, leading to revolutionary approaches to problem-solving and innovation. However, they also address the legal and ethical considerations surrounding the use of psychedelics, advocating for structured and responsible exploration. Thirdly, meditation and mindfulness. Kotler and Wheel highlight the ancient practices of meditation and mindfulness as essential tools for accessing altered states of consciousness. Throughout Stealing Fire, they argue these practices can effectively reduce stress, improve cognitive function, and enhance creativity. By tapping into these practices, individuals can achieve states of ecstasy, where one's sense of self dissipates, allowing for heightened awareness and connection. The authors present scientific studies supporting the benefits of meditation, including neuroplasticity, enhanced emotional regulation, and improved focus. They explore various forms of meditation, from Zen to transcendental meditation, and discuss how integrating these practices into daily life can cultivate an environment conducive to breakthrough insights and sustained high performance. Fourthly, biohacking and technological innovation. In Stealing Fire, biohacking and technological innovations are positioned as the frontier in the quest for enhanced human performance and altered states of consciousness. Kotler and Wheel delve into how technology can influence our biology in ways that promote radical health and cognitive improvements. They touch on advancements such as wearable technology that monitors and optimizes physiological states, neurostimulation devices that enhance brain function, and genetic engineering that might promise longer, healthier lives. The authors make a compelling case for the ethical use of these technologies, emphasizing their potential to revolutionize not just individual health and well-being, but also the collective capacity of humans to solve complex problems through improved creativity and innovation. Lastly, the ethics and risks of chasing ecstasy. An important critique, Stealing Fire, offers concerns the ethics and risks associated with the pursuit of altered states of consciousness. Kotler and Wheel don't shy away from discussing the potential downsides of obsessively seeking ecstasy. They weigh the dangers of dependency, the possibility of mental health issues, and the risk of disconnecting from reality. The conversation is expanded to include societal risks, such as the misuse of these technologies and practices by corporations or governments to manipulate or control. The authors advocate for a balanced approach, suggesting that while seeking these states can lead to incredible achievements and insights, it must be tempered with wisdom, ethical consideration, and a focus on the well-being of the individual and society as a whole. In conclusion, Stealing Fire is a must-read for anyone interested in the intersection of science, technology, and human potential. It is particularly suited for entrepreneurs, creatives, leaders, and anyone else looking to harness the power of altered states to enhance productivity, creativity, and personal growth. The book offers a compelling argument that these states, when accessed responsibly and ethically, can drastically improve how we live and work. Kotler and Wheel provide both the theoretical groundwork and practical advice on integrating these practices into one's life, making Stealing Fire not only an enlightening read, but also a practical guide to achieving extraordinary levels of performance. Its exploration of the balance between seeking transformational experiences and ensuring their ethical use makes it a crucial text for navigating the future of human enhancement. If you would like to support Stephen Kotler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.